Tuned into the morning show here on 88.5 KRFY. My name is Jack, and across from me is Jim, adjusting his microphone as we speak.
I'm having mic problems.
Did it fall apart? Here, I'm going to turn off your mic for a second, Jim. You fix it. You're okay? Okay. We are here on a Thursday morning, Thursday, April the 18th, with none other than Dino Wall. Perhaps... I would say among our most frequent and favorite guests.
Wow, that is quite an honor. And I just love being here. Lovely to start the day with you gentlemen.
You are here as a representative of the of the festival at Sandpoint this time around.
This is true. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wear some different hats, but today my hat is definitely festival related.
And Professor Jim has been getting us ready for... What is it again?
Poem in Your Pocket Day, and I'll give more information about that before we head into the festival fundraiser, the wine fundraiser, and the second weekend, because we've already done the first weekend of the festival, but we'll do a flashback.
Yeah.
But should we be wearing sunscreen today, Jack?
Actually, no. It is pretty warm outside, a high today of 61 degrees. So for the season, it's pretty comfortable. I know I was outside in just shirt sleeves last night with no problems until...
I mowed the front yard yesterday.
Did you really?
Well, for some reason, I was gone this past week in Billings, Montana, visiting friends and my brother. And I came back, and it was like lush, that spring green, and it just took off. And it was one of those things that if I didn't do it now, because I think rain is in the forecast, I'm not going to get a chance to like sunny. And by then...
It would be a jungle out there.
I need a herd of goats.
We are at least, let me give you the quick weather forecast, and then I do want to know how the trip to Billings went. But we are looking at, the temperatures should be pretty warm. 61 today.
Can you believe that?
59 tomorrow, 60 on Saturday, high of 63 degrees on Sunday, which is Easter. And then... 61 going into next week. Showers, though. Slight chance of showers and then mostly cloudy today. A slight chance of showers tonight. Showers tomorrow. 80% chance of rain. And then on Friday night, a chance of showers and then partly cloudy. Mostly sunny on Saturday and mostly sunny on Sunday as well.
Easter egg hunts.
Yeah.
The weather is perfect. Great.
It will be.
I do have a weather forecast for Washington, D.C.
Hit it.
To the marvels of technology that you can listen to the radio station everywhere, as my sister and brother-in-law do. They live in Arlington, and they say, Alexa, 88.5 KRFY, and we're on.
That's incredible.
Mm-hmm. It's really amazing, but she always sends me the weather forecast because we are an all-inclusive radio station. In our nation's capital, 56 and cloudy now, but a high of 82.
Whoa. That's hot.
Yeah.
And it's going to get hotter. It's going to get hotter when that Mueller part comes out.
Yeah. Okay. That is in the forecast for
I know today. This isn't a political show. Sorry. I just had to get that in. I'm just kind of dying with anticipation for that.
Okay. Should we talk about what today is? Before we start talking about the wine, you said you were going to ask me about Billings.
Yeah, so you do your taxes in Billings, Montana.
A dear friend with whom I have done taxes for my last 40 plus years, and it takes us about Becky, when we get together, about 5 minutes to do my taxes and then 25 minutes of gossip, catching up on everybody. And she's my major news feed, gossip feed, before I head into seeing all of my friends.
Oh, that's great.
It really is. And but the trip back, let's see, today is Wednesday. I did it on Tuesday. I had snow from Homestead Pass east of Butte all the way to Missoula. It wasn't collecting on the ground.
But it was actually snowing?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yep. But, you know, it didn't collect on the roadway because car vehicles and whatever. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it would be on the hillsides, you know, mm-hmm. where it was still. But it was just typical Montana weather in spring.
In the spring,
I had rain, snow, slush, sun, and wind, depending upon where I was. But it's so beautiful at this time of year.
Yeah. What does a person do on a long weekend in Billings, Montana?
Well, I was there right Friday, Thursday night, and was there until Tuesday morning. I had every breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I had a little calendar grid with friends. You know, and, and I really had to pace myself because, okay, I'm going to be having an early supper. I'll have a light salad for lunch. You know, I mean, all of my friends.
Three squares. I know. People rarely do that anymore.
Well, I did that for 4 days. And let me tell you that. Billings has gotten much bigger since I left in 1999. It's been spreading westward towards Laurel. It still has a special place in my heart, mainly because a lot of my friends are still there.
Mm-hmm. Do you do any, like, is there any tourism to do in Billings?
Well,
or touristy things?
Well, no. Well, yes, there are, but
I've only driven through.
On Friday night, my poker group, They called a game, and I'd been in a poker group, the same guys, essentially. There's been, you know, some enter, some depart, but a core group of about five guys that we've been playing for over 30 years.
That's incredible. Did you win or lose?
I lost $1.50 over playing for like 4 or 5 hours.
That's not bad.
Are you kidding me? That's fabulous. And, of course, the games we play, you wouldn't find in Vegas because we have high-low splits. We have wild cards. Mm-hmm. And you can, you know, the deal goes around, and the kind of games that people play are just, your jaw drops. Like, this would never even get close to Nevada. but a good time, a good time. And Billings is a major hub, not only in terms of entertainment, but medical and shopping. And it serves northern Wyoming, a chunk of eastern Montana.
Yeah, we work with Billings. We have pretty much every year to get some of our bigger groups. They have a great festival there that's the same week as our first week. So we've often done, you know, some block booking, like for ZZ Top and Steve Miller Band and Counting Crows and some of the bigger groups that we've had.
That you've been able to match.
Yeah, but, Magic City Blues Festival, is that what it is?
It is called the Magic City, but I don't remember exactly. I don't think it was happening when I was there.
Maybe not.
Yeah.
It's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, it's been 20 years. But today is Poem in Your Pocket Day. Let me give it a little brief before. It says, the Academy of American Poets launched in 2002 Poem in Your Pocket Day, and the premise of the day is to honor poetry by selecting a poem and carrying it with you, sharing it with others at schools, bookstores, libraries, parks, workplaces, street corners, wherever else poetry can be read. And the Sandpoint Friends of the Library have celebrated Poem in Your Pocket Day since 2015.
Wow.
And last year, our mayor, Shelby Rogstad, proclaimed Sandpoint a participating city in Poem in Your Pocket Day.
Thanks.
And so this year, they've decided April 18th, Thursday, today. And the Friends of the Library will be out and about all day sharing and giving poems away. Poems are being delivered to all of the assisted living homes, local coffee shops and restaurants, as well as participating downtown merchants.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. I taught poetry for a gazillion years, and it's sort of when we're kids, you know, we love the way the words sound. And, you know, I see London, I see France, I see so-and-so's underpants, you know, stuff like that. We used to just have these nonsense.
Yeah.
But we love it. But as we age, many of us lose touch of poetry.
That's true. I mean, I remember growing up in Hawaii, haiku, you know, was big. And
right.
I remember being given an assignment in like fourth grade to write like 3 haikus, and I came back with like 30. I just love that.
And when you talk to friends, like, what are you reading? Oh, this latest nonfiction or this latest fiction or book of short stories. Rarely do you find someone saying, oh, I just read this incredible book of poetry.
Right. That's true. You know, so, we all should.
I brought a poem in. How about you, Dino?
I've got one. I do.
Do you want to share a poem in your pocket?
Sure.
It's not in your pocket. It's on your cell phone.
That can fit in my pocket, though. So that, I'm gonna claim that.
Go for it.
This is Injust by E.E. Cummings. In just spring, when the world is mud luscious with the little lame balloon man whistles far and wee, and Eddie and Bill come running from marbles and piracies. And it's spring, when the world is puddle wonderful, the queer old balloon man whistles far and wee, and Betty and Isabel come dancing from hopscotch and jump rope. And it's spring, and the goat-footed balloon man whistles far and wee.
I used to teach that poem. The
really?
Images of the world is mud luscious
mud
and
luscious.
Puddle wonderful.
Mm-hmm. I know. It just, yeah.
It's sort of like a Pied Piper.
Mm-hmm.
And we all go in just spring.
Yes.
It's sort of curious that you came across an E.E. Cummings, because that's what I brought in. He's someone whom I always had great delight in the classroom because he does things with punctuation. He does things with breaking up the lines, breaks up words, and you look at it and you go, is that a poem?
Yeah, someone read a wonderful, Laurie Morton read a really wonderful poem by E.E. Cummings at Rotary yesterday, and it was a longer one, but it was also about spring. I think a lot of poets write about spring, don't they?
Well, then you have T.S. Eliot with The Wasteland, with April as the cruelest month, and get out your rusty razor blades and no, that's if you can read. I mean, that's a tough poem. I mean, I struggle through it, and I probably walk away with about 10% of understanding.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the way poetry is. Some poems are that you have to work at it, that you read and you go, huh, and then you read it again and you go, oh, and then you read it again, and it sort of unfolds in layers.
Yep,
and
the layers, yeah.
Yeah, I love poetry, but mine is an E.E. Cummings poem, so, you know, maybe this is E.E. Cummings poem day. This is May My Heart Always Be Open, and I just love the images of it. May my heart always be open to little birds who are the secrets of living. Whatever they sing is better than to know. And if men should not hear them, men are old. May my mind stroll about hungry and fearless and thirsty and supple. And even if it's Sunday, may I be wrong, for whenever men are right, they are not young. And may myself do nothing usefully, and love yourself so more than truly. There's never been quite such a fool who could fail, pulling the sky over him with one smile.
Ooh, I like that.
I just like the notion of, supposedly as we age, and being the elder person in this studio right now, we're supposed to have acquired wisdom and knowledge and experience. And what Cummings is working with is, even if it's Sunday, may I be wrong, for men, when men are right, they are not young. In other words, there's a petrification as we age, as we think about the world. Like, back in my day, I know.
It's very important to be right.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I don't know how much right I am anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of the fact that the Beatles were probably the greatest band ever.
okay. There you go.
I just had to throw that. But anyway, poem in your pocket day. Let's celebrate the written word and enjoy.
Yeah, I don't have one, but I could by the end of class if the library could get their act together and send somebody down.
Send somebody to help Jack.
Deliver
Jack
one,
needs
please.
A poem. Mm-hmm.
Given how efficient the library is and the services they offer, mm-hmm. I would not be surprised if somebody knocks on our door, because the library is just... Speaking of which, the library, before we get to Dino, isn't there something occurring tonight, perchance?
Why Jim?
Why Jack?
Since you mention it.
Clever.
We have a celebrity in town. We have a visitor.
Besides Dino?
Besides Dino, we Ooh. Have coming to visit our little town, David Barsamian from Alternative Radio, which you can hear on Monday evenings here on KRFY. It is a nationally syndicated radio show that's very popular. And here he is in Sandpoint giving a talk at the library called Why Journalism Matters. We are sponsoring it, as is The Reader and the Bonner County Human Rights Task Force. It is free and open to the public, and it starts at 6 p.m. tonight. So show up to the library. It's in that meeting room.
I have heard him. He came through here before, I want to say about 5 years ago, and absolutely a person worth listening to, mm-hmm. no matter what the topic is. And I think why journalism matters in this day and age, it's important to hear people who have good thoughts. Mm-hmm. And that's 6 o'clock tonight at East Bonner County Library on Division and Cedar. 6 o'clock, and it's for free. And keep that in mind. So you could either have a dinner before mm-hmm. or a dinner after.
And you should, if you can, go down and see it live. But right after this show, I'm going to go down to the library and get us all hooked up to broadcast it as well.
And if you say, nice. What mm-hmm. am I going to do with our children? Well, let them be in the library. Let mm-hmm. them, you know, let them. I'm mm-hmm. quite sure that if you bring children with you, they can be more than kept busy.
But that whole great kids area there now.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So don't use your children as an excuse for not coming to this talk by David Barsamian. 6 o'clock, public library, tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Should we? I'm exhausted. Should we talk wine fest? Let's talk wine festival first before we talk second weekend.
Let's do it.
Okay, the wine festival at Sandpoint.
That's
Saturday,
right.
The 27th of April.
That's right. It's only 9 days away now.
Oh my gosh! Oh
and
my gosh.
I tell you, if you've never been, you can't believe what you can do to that Bonner County Fairgrounds building. It turns into this magnificent wine garden.
Absolutely.
Oh my gosh! We're going to have over 100 wines that people can try. We have all the major wine distributors in the region coming with their wares, as well as Townsend Winery and our very own Pondere Winery. And so you come on in and you get your nice, beautiful Riedel glass at 5 o'clock.
What kind of glass?
It's a Riedel crystal glass that says the Wine Fest at Sandpoint.
What's the first Riedel?
Riedel, yeah.
Is that the brand of crystal?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay.
It's a nice glass.
I didn't know that.
Me neither.
Just educated us.
Okay, well, there you go. If you like wine, you want one of these glasses. They're very nice. So you go around sipping wine. There are going to be silent auctions, and there's all sorts of stuff. And also, we have 10 raffles. You can buy raffle tickets and stick your raffle tickets into these various jars. One raffle is for example, a cruiser bike from Outdoor Experience. Ooh, another raffle is called the Man Raffle. And car stuff, beer, things for beards. I think there's some beard oil in there, Jim, that might excite you. And then there's a golf raffle with, rounds of golf to all the best, I think there's five different golf courses in the Inland Northwest. There is a raffle for a festival tickets for two festival tickets.
A women's raffle?
There is a health and beauty raffle. We didn't want to discriminate because men might be interested in that too. Yeah, because there's wellness type things, but there's massages and haircuts and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So there's these wonderful themed raffles. And if you buy a book of raffle tickets, tickets, you get a golden raffle ticket that you can put in the big golden raffle, which is basically, I think there are about 20 gift certificates to different restaurants and eateries
around. Home run.
It's just incredible. Yeah, one person who won it last year said that it took them a whole year to use all of the certificates because there were so many. And so that's kind of the first part of the evening. And then we have a fantastic dinner planned. And the menu includes wedge salad and prime rib. And there's going to be a prime rib carving station and cedar planked salmon. And it's just a wonderful, wonderful menu. And some cheesecake, huckleberry cheesecake, I believe, for dessert.
Picked a Schweitzer?
Oh, the huckleberries? Probably. I would not be surprised.
The North Slopes.
Although the caterer is out of Priest River, so it could be up in that area.
They've got some big
ones up there, too. Yeah.
Massive.
And then we have a live auction, which is all sorts of great things. Zags tickets and, festival park, premier parking and blanket placement. We have a giddy up dinner for 12 people, like a cowboy themed sort of fun deal down on the Pendere River. We have a cruise on the Shaunities. We have Schweitzer family pass for two adults and two kids. We've got a lot of great, great live auction items.
We need to stop you now.
Fun at the firehouse, too.
Because people are just biting at the bit out in radio listening land. They want to know, how do I get a ticket?
Well, here's how you do it. You go online to festivalatsandpoint.com and look for Wine Fest and get your tickets. We'd love for you to do that. You can also get a table. It doesn't matter. You can come. You can buy one ticket if you want. You can get a table of 8 or a table of 10. And it's really a really fun fundraising extravaganza. We call it the hit of the mud season in Sandpoint.
Okay, this is coming a week from Saturday, the 27th at 5 p.m. And real quickly, Dino, where does the money go to? And I know one of it is the summer camp.
The summer music camp. This fundraiser is specifically for our educational mission, which includes, scholarships, our strings program, our community orchestra. But the biggest thing for this event is the summer music camp. And we'll actually have a chance. People can raise a paddle to send a kid to the camp, to pay for their tuition.
Raise a paddle?
Yeah, raise the paddle. Raise your paddle. If, like, let's say you don't want
an auction. I was thinking of something like getting spanked.
Oh, no, that would be bad.
Is that what you were thinking of?
We do not discipline.
Singing like a canoe paddle or something.
Canoe paddle. Yeah. No. Raise your paddle money. We're talking moolah here. Yeah, but so for our summer music camp, we do we pair instructors, and they're some of the best around. And so for help with that, and we don't charge the kids to come. We all they have to buy is their t-shirt, basically. So we're hoping that people would love to sponsor a kid and send them.
I think it was last year I have spoken with a child who went through it, and she just raved about what a wonderful experience it was.
Beth Weber and Jason Moody do a fantastic job.
And we've had Beth on, and I love her enthusiasm and her energy. Once again, for the Wine Festival, order tickets or tables online at festival@sandpoint.com or call the festival office if you have more information. 208-265-4554. And you have to be at least 21 years old.
That is true. You do have to be 21.
Because, boy, if you got 100 wineries and a wine glass in your hand... all hell could break loose. No, I'm just kidding. Did I say a bad word? Okay.
We also should mention, since we're talking about music, is the musical entertainment is Brown Salmon Truck.
Ooh.
And we know they're great. They're a fantastic group. So
a week from this Saturday.
Yes.
Let's get into the second weekend of the festival. The first weekend was Nathaniel Ratliff on a Thursday, August 1st. Friday, Walk Off the Earth. And Saturday, Jackson Brown.
That's right.
We are going to head into the second week. And Thursday is?
Lake Street Dive. And KRFY is actually the presenting interesting sponsor of this as far as the radio station.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, you know, yeah, you guys will be there announcing.
We usually ask Velma Queen of Fun to get up on the stage and with her energy to bring in Lake Street Dive. And she's still an LJ.
Oh, yeah.
Ella J. Georgia, so she's got to work her way with
back
Oliver,
here,
her dog.
Hopefully by August.
Oh, she will be. Trust me. Tell us about Lake Street Dive. Oh, we've had them here before.
Yes, I just love them. They're kind of, what would you call them? They're kind of soulful and funky and a little retro. They put a great spin on some classic songs. You know, I think like the first one I noticed was the Jackson 5 song, I Want You Back. That was just, and the bass player is a woman, and also the lead singer, Rachel, she is fantastic. And then there's two other guys in the band.
And then they did Rich Girl by
Hall & Oates, classic.
I've got a cover queued up, but I'm not going to tell you what it is.
And then one of their biggest latest hits is Good Kisser. And it's about, you know, a couple that's breaking up, and then she's telling him, well, at least tell them I was a good kisser. You know?
And also, if I'm not mistaken, they had a song in the soundtrack to Inside Llewyn Davis.
Oh, right, right.
You Go Down Smooth.
Mm-hmm, yeah. That's right.
And
we have a couple tickets. A couple tickets that night. There's a brew fest that night, too, you know.
And who's warming up?
Oh, warming up is this incredible group called Darling Side. It's four guys who went to college together they went to William & Mary. And I saw them in New York City at a conference about 5 years ago, and I said, I want to get those guys. It's incredible. They stand around one microphone. They all play instruments, acoustic instruments, and their voices just blend incredibly. And I'm so excited that we got them to open.
What fun. This is the start of the second week, August the 8th, Lake Street Dive. And we've got two tickets to give out. Which caller should we change it a little and see if they can name the original singer of this song?
Ooh, oh, yeah.
Should we do that?
Let's do that.
Okay. Are we? Wait. Let's hang on a second. And the phone number is 265-2992. And rather than taking whatever, you know, we usually say third or fourth caller, if you can name the artist who originally sang this song, this is done by the Lake Street Dive, you'll receive two tickets to Lake Street Dive on August the 8th. So here, once again, 208-265-2992. We want the original artist. Let's play it.
Okay.
Yes. 94.
Ooh, yeah. The mics were on.
Yeah, there we go. Okay, they are now.
We did have a winner. That, of course, was Lake Street Dive with Faith, originally done by George Michaels. And that was won by, we didn't get permission to say his name on the air, but we can say Alan won.
Sure.
He was enthused.
Yay.
And we had.
And he got that
We
fast.
Had at least two, well, at least one other caller who I spoke to who got it correct. And then I heard the busy signal beeping a few times. So a few other people probably knew.
And he got the right answer before they even went to the chorus.
I know.
I was really impressed.
Yeah, sometimes,
Alan,
sometimes
you
just
know
sort
your
of,
stuff.
Yep. You bet. Way to go, Alan. And that is for August. And I want to thank the festival again for donating the tickets. And we have a couple more giveaways on August the 9th, on Friday. But how did we get them on Thursday and the Avett brothers on Friday?
Well, that was...
What's the backstory?
The backstory on that is that the two bands are actually touring together this summer, Lake Street Dive opening for the Avett brothers. And so there was no way that we could, you know, afford those two together on one night. Mm-hmm. But when I spoke with the agent, he was like, well, this is going to work out perfect because they both want a night off. And so we get, you know, Lake Street Dive on
that's cool.
And the Avett Brothers will get a night off. And then we get the Avett Brothers and Lake Street Dive will get a night off. So
And they can hear each other's concert if they choose.
Yeah, if they so choose. That would be fabulous. And they're on their way to the Gorge. They're going to be playing at the Gorge that weekend. So it just worked out great. And the Avett Brothers are huge. I mean, they were here, I think, 6 years ago, 2013, I want to say, and it was a big show. It was a sellout, and they're even. I mean, they just keep pumping out more and more great music. And you mentioned that there was a documentary about them. And
the Panada Theater brought a documentary on the Avett Brothers, and I just don't remember the name of it, but I do remember. I was really impressed about their commitment to each other, not only the brothers, but the other members of the band.
Yes.
And they're really a tight-knit group, and I highly recommend.
Yeah, definitely.
Should we give them a listen?
Sure.
We gave out 2 Avett Brother tickets last time, so we're not going to have a giveaway on the Avett Brothers, but we're just going to play a song, and this is one called It Goes On and On by the Avett Brothers, who will be at the festival on August the 9th, Friday. That is the Avett Brothers with It Goes On and On. They will be at the festival at Sandpoint on the second weekend, Friday, August the 9th. And they are touring nationally with the group on Thursday night, Lake Street Dive. And we have been fortunate enough to get both of them.
Yes, indeed. That was a big coup, and I'm so excited about it.
And
there's a brew fest also on the night of Lake Street Dive.
Okay. I can live with that.
Yeah.
The Saturday?
It's going to be a party, a dance party.
I was going to ask you, is it going to be a dance?
Oh, yeah.
Are they going to move
Cool in the gang? Yeah, we definitely, and we create, when it's a dance show, we basically create just an area in front of the stage where people can stand, and there's no coolers or chairs or anything, but you can go in and out of that area. You can create your own little picnic area outside of that fencing, and then just kind of come and go from that area if you want to. Or you can just come packed lightly and hang out and be in that area all night in front of the stage.
As some people do.
Yeah.
Would you know just offhand how many members in the group that they're touring with these days?
You know, I think it's got to be about 9.
Yeah. A lot of
There's
people.
It's a major horn section, you know, and the main nucleus of the group are 4 guys, you know, but then they've got their big horn section and their percussionists, and they've got, it's the biggest tech rider we've ever seen. Paul Gunter, our production manager, was joking, I printed it out and it weighed 17 pounds. Like, I mean, we had to go to, you know, Seattle for some of these items that are on their list because, you know, they've got all these different instruments and they all have to be totally mic'd up and ready to go because they switch, you know, they switch gears a lot. And going to be, I mean, people are going to be blown away by this. It's going to be a lot of fun. And everybody knows, you know, Celebrate. Everybody, I mean, there's so many great songs. Ladies Night. I think we might create a drink at the bar, a drink special called Ladies Night.
Dino, do you ever, just occurred to me, so you've got the dance layout, which is different from regular.
Yes.
Is there any other, do you ever change the seating or the way that the venue is laid out other than that? Like, is the
orchestra
different or anything?
No, not really. That's really, but we do have to configure things differently when we have an event like the Brew Fest. You know,
we
kind of section off that area that's close to the water, you know, close to the lake, and also the Wine Fest on the grand finale night. You know, that's kind of a different configuration. But this, as far as the seating, we really just have those two modes. Either people just, you know, come and it's blankets all down in the front, all over the place, and then people can always sit up in the grandstands, or
Absolutely.
We create that little pit, that little pit area where people can dance.
A Sandpoint mosh pit.
That's right. Because we don't have a raked venue. I mean, that's one thing that we don't have that a lot of other venues that are specifically built for concerts are on a tilt, you know?
Yeah.
And so, so then, you know, people can sit right behind the dance area. But in our case, that's harder.
Yeah, that's harder. Well, we do have 2 Cool in the Gang tickets to give out.
We do.
The number is 208-265-2255. 2992. And we're going to play a song that appeared in a Baikul and a Gang in a 1994 movie. And we're asking you to tell us the name of the movie. And if you've previously won tickets, let other folks have a chance. Now, again, we will take the first correct caller, not first correct caller, but the first caller with the correct answer to the 1994 movie that Kool and the Gang's Jungle Boogie appeared in.
I think we have a little side bet. You don't think anyone's going to get it. I think that's going to ring before I even push play. Yeah. We'll see.
Oh, it's probably Annie.
Yeah. Okay, ready? Here comes Kool and the Gang. Oh, 265-2992. That's the phone number.
We are back. That was Kool and the Gang with Jungle Boogie, and Keith Jensen got the movie, the 1994 movie, Pulp Fiction with Quentin Tarantino.
I'll never forget that. It's just embedded in my... Because didn't you say that it was over the credits or something? But it was also
it's
when
right
they were...
Right at the beginning.
Right at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So Keith will be going. He'll be putting his funk on.
I know.
And
Dancing Shoes.
Dancing Shoes on Saturday, August the 10th. And that gets us to the last day, Sunday.
It's a beautiful day at the festival. That is just... It's so fantastic. You come in, there's wine tasting that starts at 4:30, some of the best wineries in the Northwest, and you get a wine glass and you head on in, if you're 21 and older, of course, and that's complimentary with your ticket to the grand finale. And this year's program is really focuses on strings. We have a young, vibrant a quintet called Cyberite 5. They're just kind of setting
where are they from?
They are from, I knew you were going to ask me that.
I'm sorry.
I think they're from, I want to say they're from New York City.
In what years were they born?
Yeah, way
five.
Before us.
Oh, 2012 and 2011.
They are in their 20s, and they're just like lighting the classical world on fire. And there was this one quote that said, I think it was from the Washington Post or something, and it said, these folks are classically trained to knock your whatevering socks off with all the little cymbals. And what's interesting about them is they play, not only do they play, you know, they're going to play Piazzolla, they're going to play, you know, Tchaikovsky, but they also play some pop music. They're going to play a Led Zeppelin tune, Heartbreaker. They're play like Radiohead, you know, they're going to play Aha, Take On Me. You know, they have selections from pop music too,
done
in a classical, dynamic classical way. And then the second half is more classical. It's Tchaikovsky's Serenade for Strings. So it starts out with the whole evening starts out with Mozart's Ein Klein Nachtmusik, a little night music.
A little night music. That is Sunday, August the 11th. And we do we have a song queued up? Do we have anything?
Hey, what about Celebrate?
Celebrate. Okay, and this one is just going to be, we've got two tickets for the Sunday, August the 11th grand finale. And if you've never been to the grand finale, because people have a tendency to think of the festival as Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then using Sunday to recuperate, it is really spectacular. And we've got two tickets to give away, 208-265-2992, and we're going to go back to the previous Saturday and play Celebration by Kool and the Gang, and we'll take the third caller. Three a good number.
We have fireworks, so that's good. Celebration.
265-2992. We're going to take the third caller, and you'll get two tickets to Sunday's grand finale on August the 11th.
All right.
Celebration, Kool and the Gang. And we do have a winner on the two tickets for the grand finale, Joan Allen. Congratulations. She will be at the festival on August the 11th.
That's wonderful. She's going to enjoy wine tasting, a fabulous concert, and spectacular fireworks.
Oh, that's right. I always remember the fireworks at the end. Want to thank Dino. I mean, my gosh, this it always does when you come visit us.
Oh, well, I have a great time. Thanks for having me.
Well, again, let's go through everything. First of all, the wine festival.
Yes, the wine festival at Sandpoint, Saturday, April 27th. That's a week and 2 days from today.
Oh, my gosh. Yep. And tickets are available online at festival@sandpoint.com or call 208-265-4554 or stop by the office.
You can always stop by and see us. 525 Pine Street, right next to the community garden.
And across the street from
Melody Muffler.
Melody Muffler, of course. And then a quick rundown of the festival. The first weekend, August 1st, it kicks off with Nathaniel Ratliff and the Night Sweats.
Yes. If anybody, that's the third bestseller right now. People are so excited. If you check him out, Nathaniel Ratliff and the Night Sweats, S.O.B. Check out that song. It's pretty funny. And then the next night, Friday, August 2nd.
Walk off the earth. And what's also nice about getting the names out is that people can Google them, YouTube them. And this is really a group that has gotten a great following on YouTube.
And the Shook Twins are opening for Walk Off the Earth, which is our very own hometown girls.
Absolutely.
Doing so well.
And this leads into the first Saturday.
An evening with Jackson Brown. No opener that night. He's going to play for 2.5 to 3 hours with a full band. So that's going to be spectacular. Yes. And then Sunday the 4th is our family concert, a musical zoo. And it starts at 2:30, and there's all sorts of fun stuff to do. In addition to music, there's activities and clowns and face painting and a musical petting zoo.
And let's hope good weather, because you need good weather.
Yes, you do need that when you've got little kids.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Heading into the second week, Thursday.
Lake Street Dive with Darlingside and a Brew Fest.
And then the ninth?
The Avett Brothers with Che Apalache, a really fantastic Latin grass.
Ooh.
Latin grass band.
And do you know much about them in terms of where they're coming from?
Yes, I do, actually. They're coming from, not Venezuela, they are from Brazil.
Cool.
Yes.
Do they do
samba? One guy is an American, but they all live there.
Sambas and stuff like that.
But it's like a Latin bluegrass kind of feel. I saw them at a conference at Arts Northwest. They're absolutely fantastic. And they're going to do a world premiere of their new album at the festival, too.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
cool.
It's going to be pretty cool.
And speaking of cool...
Cool.
And the gang. Cool with a K, baby.
On that Saturday, August the 10th, and then on Sunday.
Well, and Leroy Bell and his only friends are opening for Cool and the Gang. A lot of people love them a lot. And, of course, the Spokane Symphony with Cyberite 5 and our complimentary Taste of the Stars wine tasting.
Dino, thank you so much. You know, maybe if you have a little window in your busy schedule, maybe we'll have you come back if you're free, like in July. No, you're going to be busy.
Well, we can talk about the poster unveiling, because that's coming up,
right,
too, in July Bay. I think it's the 11th or the 12th.
Okay,
it's
so
that
we'll,
Thursday, 3 weeks before the festival.
Okay, then let's do that. Have you come in, maybe if that, what day of the week is the 11th? I don't have my magic calendar.
It is the Thursday.
Maybe that morning, or we'll have you come in on the...
The week before.
The 4th.
Yeah, the week before.
I won't be
Is that
here.
A Thursday? I'm not sure.
Yes, it is. July 4th is a Thursday.
Okay, so
we got the day off.
Yeah.
Oh, right. It's a holiday.
I'll be at a family reunion back east. But thank you so much. We will have you come in again.
Yes.
And we're going to do some community events.
Cool.
Tonight, 6 o'clock, David Barsamian at the Public Library. Why Journalism Matters.
Yes, that's correct. Let me tell you, I don't really have any more details, but if you don't know who David Barsamian is...
Alternative radio.
Yeah.
He's been doing it for about 30 years, and he's going to be here speaking for free, brought to you by The Reader, 88.5 KRFY, at the Public Library on Division and Cedar. Go there and be informed. And Dino mentioned that she was at a Rotary dinner yesterday. Coming up on May 4th, a dinner to die for. And did you know, we had Ken Wood on, and he said that they got the what is it? The URL rights for dinnertodiefor.org.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dinnertodiefor.org is where you get your tickets, and I'm in that show.
No.
My name, I'm a nurse, I'm a suspect, and my name is Penicillin. And I'm engaged to Dr. Jerry Attrick.
Oh,
David
nice.
Keys.
Oh,
yeah.
What fun. That is
it's a lot of fun.
A Dinner to Die For, Saturday, May 4th. And it's benefiting Food for Our Children and local Rotary projects. A good cause. And that is May 4th, Saturday. You can order your tickets at www.dinnertodiefor.org.
Yes.
Penicillin.
Penicillin.
Go away.
I swear I didn't do it.
Ask my boyfriend, Jerry Attrick.
True. Oh, there are some funny names. There's also a politician named Phil Anderer.
Oh, no.
Okay.
And this is Easter weekend that we've got a ton of events, but we're not going to get around to that many of them because I'm talking, and you can go to Sandpoint Online to find out all the good things that are happening.
The Easter egg hunt is on the 20th in Lakeview Park. Children ages 1 to 12 years old are welcome, and there will be separate areas set aside for each age group. No parents are allowed in the marked-off areas, so please watch your children from the sidelines. Aha! That's important.
Yeah, I think that is important.
No cheating, cheating.
Absolutely. Right. Absolutely.
That is free and open to the public, brought to you by the Sandpoint Lions. And let's see, also on the 20th, the Missoula Children's Theater brings their famous red truck to Sandpoint once again to host a week-long workshop with local children, followed by performances at 1 p.m. and again at 3:30 p.m. on the Panada stage as part of the Pondere Arts Council's performance series. So that is this Saturday that you can catch Blackbeard the Pirate at the Panada Theater, 1 p.m. and 3:30 p.m. Let's see. What else is going on?
Also at the Panada Theater on Friday night at 7 o'clock in the Little Theater, Chasing Coral. And it's about, it's a free event, and it's about the coral reefs and how they're disappearing. And I forget the group that is bringing that movie to the Panada, but it's in the Little Theater at 7 o'clock. I know that because I'm volunteering to work it.
It's What date?
Friday. Friday. Tomorrow night,
the 19th,
at the Little Theater.
7 p.m., and it is the Sandpoint Outdoor Adventure Club.
Perfect. Perfect.
Which I apologize. I don't think I've ever heard of them.
No, I apologize for not having that. I'm sort of ad-libbing right now.
Have you you haven't seen it yet? You're going to
night? I'm going to. If there's space, because it's for free. You know, so
that's a big deal. I grew up in Hawaii, and you got to protect those reefs.
I was thinking about that. Yeah. I was thinking about that. That's right.
So that's a very,
they're
very
disappearing
intriguing.
Rapidly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sandpoint Street Scramble number 5. This is interesting. Walk, run, or bike to find checkpoints with different point values scattered around a topographical map of the area during the Sandpoint Street Scramble. Registration is at 9 a.m. on Saturday, and the event starts at 10 a.m., and it is supposed to be a very nice day. So this is sort of a, I don't think it's age-limited, but it's sort of a grown-up Easter egg hunt. You know, grown-ups, kids, whatever. Anyone can do it, and it is citywide. There will be a question to answer to validate your having visited the checkpoint.
Okay.
Let's see. Please pre-register if you can by sending an email to jwharbuck@hughes.net. That's John Harbuck. Cost is, cost is $6. Eastern Washington Orienteering Club members. The Orienteering Club, another group I haven't really heard of. 263-9893. We are out of time.
And we wish everyone a happy Easter, happy spring, and don't eat too many peeps.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Gross.
I never liked peeps.
No.
I never did.
But, but jelly beans.
Black ones.
No, I'd give you all my black ones if you give me the red ones.
It's a deal. My mother would make a big Easter egg nest in the middle of the dining room table. table, and she would just dump bags of jelly beans. And each one of us had our favorites. Mine was black. I would have to fight my sister for the black
ones. Oh, man.
Okay,
yeah.
You'd be at home. I don't think anybody liked our red ones.
Really? Oh, my gosh. Huh. Red and green is where it's at.
I wish I knew you. Oh, let's bring in Dino. She'll do the red ones.
Yeah.
Sometimes the purple. What about you, Jack?
I like
What's
the
your
white,
favorite
whites.
Flavor?
I didn't know that they were even different flavors.
Oh, my gosh.
No, I guess they are. Okay. I think maybe green?
Green,
colorblind.
Yeah.
Everyone have a great...
Oh, the pink ones are kind of good, too.
And a great spring. Get some dirt under your fingernails with flowers or vegetables.
This is 88.5 KRFY, Ponderay.
That was fun.